Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your mercies and grace. Thank you for your compassions toward us. Thank you for your great love for our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for destroying the works of darkness that were formed against us. Thank you for helping us in our weaknesses and helplessness. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your mighty hand that is working in our lives to transform us into the kind of person you want us to be. Thank you for your promises for our lives. And thank you for bringing those promises to pass. We are grateful, Lord, for great things that you have in store for us. And we are grateful because you shall release them all into our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your peace and joy that have filled our hearts and minds. Thank you for your strength that is upholding us and energizing us to do your will at all times. Thank you for the revelations of your truth that you have shown us. Thank you for moving us forward on every side. Thank you, Lord, for making us stronger than our enemies. Thank you for all the victories you have given to us. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for honoring your name in our lives and in our situations. Thank you for subduing Satan under our feet. Blessed be your holy name. We thank you for all the prayers we have prayed on this platform that you have answered. And we also thank you for those prayers we have prayed that you are still going to answer. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are here in your presence to pray, to seek your face, to worship you. O Lord, hear us from your throne and answer us. Answer us as we pray tonight in Jesus' name. Touch every life that are here right now and those that will still join. Change our lives and situations. Give us testimonies of your power. Have your way in our lives, O Lord. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's praises. We're going to pick some worship songs right now. You are great, 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 oh Lord, you are great, Jesus, you are great. You are great. You are great. You are great. Everything written about you is great. You are 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 great, you are great, oh Lord, you are great, you are great, you are great, so great, you are great, everything written about you is great. Demons tremble at your praises. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Everything. Everything written about you is great. Demons tremble. Demons tremble at your praises. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Everything, everything written about you is great. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, you are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. That wonderful name, that wonderful name, Jesus, oh, that wonderful name. Jesus, that wonderful name. Jesus, there is no other name I know. Heavenly Lord, your name is wonderful. Your name is powerful. Your name is beautiful. We worship you, Lord, for you are mighty. You got the whole world in your hands, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Lord, your name is powerful. Your name is excellent. Your name is beautiful. We worship you, Lord, for you are mighty. You got the whole world in your hands. You got the whole world. You got the whole world in your hands. 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 Like unto thee, O Lord, who is like unto thee? O Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah. Among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah. You are here, changing every life. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you. You are here, setting captives free. We worship you, Savior. We worship you, Waymaker, Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness, You're the way maker. Way maker, miracle author, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who you are. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou must be, thou forever will be. O great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, all I have needed, I is art provided. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Lord, unto me, God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, hallelujah, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of Lord, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new, they are new every morning, always new, every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. You are bigger than what people say, Jehovah. You're bigger than what people say. You're bigger than what we call you, Jehovah, bigger than what we call you. You are bigger than what we know you to be. Bigger than what we call you. You are wonderful. You are glorious. You are bigger than what people say. You are wonderful. You are glorious. You are bigger than what people say. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name, O Lord. O Lord, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. O Lord, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord. You are worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Throw your weight in this place, Spirit of God. Throw your weight in this place, Spirit of God. Let your power flow. Let your presence flow, Spirit of God. Throw your weight in this place. The weight of your glory. Throw your weight in this place, Spirit of God. As we worship, throw your weight in this place, Spirit of God. Let your power flow. Let your power flow. Your presence flow, Spirit of God. Throw your weight in this place. How we need the river. How we need the rain. Living waters flow to us again. We pray. Shower down your glory. Shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. How we need the river. How we need river. How we need the rain. living waters flow through us again. We pray, shower down your glory, shower down your grace, Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Shower down your glory. Shower down your glory. Shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Shower down your glory. Shower down your glory. Shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For His mercies endure forever. Amen. For His mercies endure forever. Amen. All the glory, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. All the glory, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For His mercies endure forever. Amen. For His mercies endure forever. Amen. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah, the man of war, your mercies endure it forever, and oh, praise His holy name. Hallelujah. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah, the man of war, His mercies endure it forever and ever. Oh, praise His holy name. He is able abundantly able to deliver, and to save, Jesus is able abundantly able to deliver, to deliver those who trust in him. He's able, he's abundantly able to deliver and to save. And to say, our God is able, abundantly able, to deliver those who trust in him. To believe those who trust in him. Open your mouth and begin to worship him. Begin to worship and adore him. Praise him. Bless his name. Worship the King of Kings. Worship the Lord of Lords. Worship the all-sufficient God, the self-sufficient God, the King of Glory, and the Lord of Hosts. He is before all things. He created all things, and he is holding all things together. Worship him, giver of life, we praise him, giver of eternal life, we adore you. O God of our salvation, we worship you. O Lion of the tribe of Judah, we worship you. Everlasting Father, we praise him. The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battles. We worship you. You are the most merciful. The most holy. The most powerful. You are the most glorious, and you are the most high. We praise you, O God of Israel. You are a keeping God. You can never fail, and you have never failed. You control times and seasons. You control the entire universe. You do great and mighty works. You make impossible things happen. We worship you, Father. You give life to the dying and to the dead. You give hope to the hopeless. You give healing to the sick and deliverance to the captive. We praise you, Father. You give greatness to the humble. You give wisdom to the poor. We praise you, everlasting Father. You do terrible things in righteousness. You open doors no man can shut. and you shut doors no man can open. Heaven is your throne, and the earth is your footstool. We worship you, Father. We who is it that speaks and it comes to pass when you have not commanded it? Only you speak and your words come to pass. Only you reverse irreversible things. Only you can do what no man can do. Only you can do what no God can do. What other gods can't do, only you can do them. We praise you, Father. Savior of the world, we praise you. Savior of mankind, we praise you. Mighty Redeemer, we praise you. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. We're going to thank the Lord. You're going to say thank you, Father, for your goodness and mercies that is upon my life and destiny. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say thank you, Father, for your goodness and mercies that is upon my life and destiny. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your goodness and mercy that continues to follow me everywhere I go. Thank you, Father, for your goodness and mercy that is upon my life and upon each day of my life. Thank you, Father, for your goodness and mercies that are filled my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for making ways for me in places where there are no ways, in places where there was no ways. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for making ways for me in places where there were no ways. In places where I couldn't find ways, I couldn't find a way out. Thank you, Father, for making ways for me. Thank you for making ways of troubles. Thank you for making ways for me to come out of problems. Thank you, Father, for making ways for me to come out of limitations. Thank you for making ways out of poverty and scarcity. Thank you, Father, for making ways for me in places I couldn't find the way. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for all the good opportunities you have sent into my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. So thank you, Father, for the good opportunities you have sent into my life. Thank you, Father, for the great opportunities you have sent in my life. The opportunity that would move my life forward. Thank you for sending them into my life. The opportunities that will take me higher in life and destiny. Thank you for sending them into my life. The opportunities that will produce greatness and success. Excellence in my life. Thank you, Father, for sending them into my life. Thank you, Father, for sending into my life the opportunities that I need at this time. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I have given him thanks. Amen. Thank him. You can say, thank you, Lord, for making things easy in my life. Things that are difficult, you have made them easy for me. Thank you, Father. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank things that are difficult for human strength, for human wisdom. You are easy for me. Things that are difficult for humans, you have made them to be easy for me. Things that are difficult for humans to achieve, you have made them to be easy for me to achieve. Thank you for making difficult things easy in my life. Thank you, Father, for making difficult things easy in my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Just begin to thank him. You can say, thank you, Father, for power that is making me victorious in spiritual warfare, in my battle with the enemy. Say, Father, thank you for your power that is making me to be victorious in spiritual warfare. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for your power that is making me to overcome my enemies. Thank you for your power that is giving me dominion and victory over all darkness and over all the realms of darkness. Thank you, Lord, for your power that is working in my life. Thank you, Father, for your power that is working in my prayer life. Thank you for your power that is working in my situations. Thank you, Father, for your power that is working in my spirit, soul, and body. Thank you for your power that is working in my calling, in my destiny, and in my ministry, and in my career. Thank you for your that is making me victorious over my enemies. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for crowning me with glory and honor. Say, thank you, Father, for crowning me with glory and honor. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for crowning me with glory and honor. Thank you for putting your glory upon my life. Thank you for putting your honor upon my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You're going to say thank you for destroying the plans of the enemy concerning my life. Thank you for terminating the plans of the enemy that way against me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for terminating the plans of my enemies. The plans of my enemies to hurt me, to bring me down. Thank you for destroying their plans. The plans of my enemies to destroy good things in my life. Thank you for terminating. Plans of my enemies to turn my joy into sorrow. Thank you, Father, for terminating them. The plans of my enemies to cut short my life. Thank you, Father, for terminating them. The plans of my enemies to turn me into a beggar. Thank you, Father, for terminating them. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given. Amen. Listening to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for putting your grace upon me to accomplish successes beyond human and intelligence. Say, thank you, Father, for putting your grace on my life to accomplish successes and greatness that are beyond human wisdom and intelligence. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Begin to say, thank you, Father, for putting upon my life great grace to accomplish successes and breakthroughs that human wisdom and intelligence cannot achieve. Thank you, Father. Thank you for putting upon my life supernatural ability to accomplish successes and excellence that human wisdom and intelligence cannot accomplish. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, strengthen my feet for victory in these last days. You can say, Father, strengthen my feet for victory in these last days. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, strengthen my faith for victory in these last days. Make my faith strong enough to be victorious in the battles of these last days. Continue to pray like that. And make my feet strong enough. Make my feet strong. Father, make my feet to be strong enough for victories in the battles of these last days. Do not allow my faith to fail in these last days. Say, Father, do not allow my faith to fail in these last days. As the world gets darker, as the whole world gets more darker and darker, oh Lord, do not allow my faith to fail. Strengthen my faith for victories at this time in the name of Jesus. As situations all over the world get worse and worse, as the whole world gets more wicked and sinful, Father, do not allow my faith to fail. Strengthen my faith for victories in these last days. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. prayed. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, I refuse to be foolish in these last days. You're going to say, I refuse to be unwise in these last days. You're going to say, I receive to serve God, to please God in these last days. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, I refuse to be foolish in these last days. I refuse to be unwise in these last days. I receive the spirit of wisdom to please God, to serve God. I receive the spirit of wisdom to fear God. I receive the spirit of wisdom to honor God as I journey through these last days. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to be like the foolish virgins mentioned in Matthew 25. I refuse to be like the foolish virgins Jesus talked about in Matthew 25. Begin to say, I receive grace to walk in wisdom in these last days. I receive grace to be wiser than the devil in these last days. I receive grace to be wiser than the principalities in these last days. I receive grace to be wiser than the unbelievers in these last days. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to show wisdom in the way you manage your time. That is how to show that you are wise. Until you do that, I personally don't believe that if you have not made use of the 24 hours, or if you are not making use of the 24 hours that God has given you per day correctly, you are not wise. Yeah, you are not wise. That is number one way to show that you are wise. And you will show it by how you use the time that God has given you. Because every hour we are dying every hour. I believe you know that. You are getting older every hour. And you are getting closer to the grave every hour. Every day you are getting older. And you're getting closer to the grave. You're getting older and you're getting closer to the grave. So if that cannot give you wisdom, that I'm getting grave and I need to use my life profitably and productively, then how can you be wise? So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to use my time for the right purposes. according to the will of God. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to use my time for the right purposes according to the will of God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, help me to use my time, to use each day that I find myself for divine purposes, fulfill divine purposes. Help me to use the hours of my life on earth to fulfill divine purposes according to the will of God. Help me to use my time wisely to serve the will of God. Help me to use my time wisely to fulfill the will of God in the earth. Help me to use my time wisely according to the will of God for my life. In the name of Jesus, help me, Holy Spirit, to stop wasting my years. Help me, Holy Spirit, to stop wasting my hours. Stop wasting my days. Help me, Holy Spirit, to be productive in the way I use my time. Help me, Holy Spirit, to be profitable both to myself and to God in the way I use time. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Just going to pray. The Bible talks about the evil days, and many of you are not prepared for the evil days. Yeah, whether you want it or not, the evil days will come. Yeah, but are you going to survive in that day? Will your faith still remain in that day? You're going to pray. It's the Holy Spirit. Help me to pursue after spiritual growth that will be overcome in the evil days. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to pursue spiritual growth that will enable me overcome in the evil days. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray. Say, Holy Spirit, help me to pursue after spiritual growth, so that I will be able to overcome in the evil days, so that I will be able to prevail in the evil days. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And let us look at what the Bible says about the evil days. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1. It says, remember now thy grief in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Yeah, it says, while the evil days come not. Yeah, it says, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Yeah, so it means that evil days always come. Yeah, evil days always come. Yeah, but there are times that they are not praying, and God expects that you develop yourself spiritually in those times. So we are going to pray that prayer again. You can see that evil days was connected to remembering your Creator early. When the Bible says, remember your Creator in the days of your youth, is a way of saying that remember your Creator early, when you still have the strength to seek Him. It doesn't mean when you are still a young man or a young woman. It actually means when you still have the strength to seek God, when you still have the strength and the energy to pray, to fast, to seek the Lord, to grow in spiritual stature. So when you still have those days, when you are still strong, it is expected that you use those days to build your spiritual life. Yeah, because in evil days, if you are trying to grow spiritually in the evil days, you are just wasting your time. It is the strength you have built before the evil days come that will sustain you in the evil days. And will make you victorious in the evil days. If you have not built any strength, you have not grown spiritually, when the evil days come, you will fall and you will be defeated. So I want you to pray that prayer again. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to pursue after spiritual growth that is able to make me victorious when the evil days come. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So, Holy Spirit, Give me the desire for spiritual growth. Give me the desire for God. Give me the hunger for God. The hunger for more of God. So that I will be strong enough to overcome in the evil days. Give me the desire for spiritual growth and development. Give me the desire for spiritual growth and advancement so that I will be strong enough to overcome when the evil days come. In the name of Jesus, help me to pursue spiritual growth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now you may be asking in your mind, what are the evil days? Yeah, the evil days. Are those times where evil prevails? Yeah, and God Himself will allow the evil to prevail. Yeah, the evil days are those times that God allow bad things happen. Yeah, even to His own people, He allow bad things happen. Even bad things that we affect Christians. Yeah, so those are the evil days. These are those times that God will allow you to be tempted. He will allow you to be persecuted. He will allow you to be troubled. Yeah. In the evil days, God will test your faith. In the evil days, your faith tried, your love for pride. And so those are the evil days. And these are the times men fall away from the faith and the backslide. Yeah, because God will allow them to be exposed to deep darkness. So the question is, are you prepared for the evil days? So I want you to pray again. Father, give me wisdom that will make me rule over all the activities of Satan in the earth. Father, give me wisdom that will put me above. That's another way to pray that prayer. Wisdom that will put me above all the activities and operations of Satan in the head at this time. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, give me wisdom that will raise me above all that Satan is doing in the world at this time. Give me wisdom and strength that will put me in dominion over all the activities, over all the operations of Satan and his agents in the earth at this time. Fill me with wisdom, O Lord, and fill me with strength right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are freed. Amen. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while evil days come not, while the evil days come not. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I bind every darkness that's distracting me from building my spiritual life, so that I can fall into the trap of Satan. I bind every darkness that is distracting me from building my spiritual life, so that I can fall in the trap Satan has set for me. I bind that darkness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. I bind every darkness, every devil that attracting me from focusing on spiritual growth, distracting me from building my spiritual life, so that I can fall into satanic traps. I bind them right now in the name of Jesus. Every darkness deceiving me and distracting me to prevent me from building my spiritual life. Every darkness preparing me for the slaughter by the devil. Every darkness preparing me to be captured by Satan. I bind them right now in the name of Jesus. Every darkness deceiving me, misleading me, confusing me, so that I will not take my spiritual life, so that I will not take spiritual growth serious, I bind them right now in the name of Jesus. Every darkness distracted me so that I can fall into the trap Satan has me, I bind them now in the name of Jesus. Every darkness distracting and deceiving me so that Satan can devour my life, I bind them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. It says, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, yeah, you know, you can fight back when your strength is still there, is still young. You'll be able to fight battles when your strength is still there. When you still have the strength to fight. Yeah, that is what the writer of that verse is saying. The writer is saying that in the days of your youth, you still have strength. Yeah, you still have strength to prepare for the evil days. You still have strength to prepare for the evil days. You still have strength to pray for long. You still have strength to do a lot of spiritual exercise. Yeah. And now that you still have that strength, why not use that strength very well? So you are going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I dedicate my strength to the Lord forever. You can say, in the name of Jesus, I dedicate my strength to the Lord forever. From this day onwards, I shall use all my strength for the Lord and for the things that please the Lord. Open your mouth and begin to pray God. Say, in the name of Jesus, I dedicate my strength for the Lord. The strength in my body, the strength in my soul, the strength in my spirit shall serve the Lord, shall praise the Lord, shall worship the Lord, and shall please the Lord forever in the name of Jesus. Begin to say, from today, everything I do with my strength shall be for the Lord and for the things of and for the spiritual things of God in the name of Jesus. I dedicate the strength I have now, all the strength in my spirit, soul, and body, I dedicate them to the Lord in the name of Jesus. All of my strength shall serve the Lord. All of my strength shall please the Lord. All of my strength shall love the Lord. All of my strength shall honor the Lord from this day onwards. Name of Jesus. All of my strength shall be for spirit growth. All of my strength shall be for spiritual exercise in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Now let us also look at Ephesians Okay, before we go into that, the other part of that verse, Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1, it says, "Now the years draw nigh when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them." Yeah, that is, the things you can't do anymore when you have increased in years. There are things you won't be able to do anymore. Yeah. When you are now getting older. The strength and the passion for those things would have also grown old. But there is another meaning to this. If you remember Jesus saying that walk him that sent me, he said, for the night cometh when no walk. Yeah, that was what Jesus said. He said he must walk the walk of him that sent him while it is day, because they're not home when he won't be able to do the walk again. Now, another interpretation to this place in Ecclesiastes is what Jesus said in the Gospels. My point is that you don't need to have grown old in age to become to the kingdom of God. You can become useless to God's kingdom. Yeah, even while you are not really grown older in age. Now, what I'm saying is that God has set time for certain things. And if when God was expecting you to take his things serious, taking them serious, a time will come that God will cancel your name or remove your name from those that he has listed for such things. Yeah, or for those that he had appointed for such tasks. So when he sees that you're not serious about your spiritual life, you're not serious about your spiritual growth, and you're not serious about serving him, he will just remove you from the list of people and do certain things for him. So night can come even while you have not grown older in age. Yeah, your night can come when you won't be able to do what God has sent you into this world to do. So I want you to pray for wisdom. You're going to pray, you're going to say, fill me with wisdom to discern the things that I must do for you with the time you've given me. So, Father, give me the wisdom to discern the things I must do for you part time, the things I must do with my time before it will be too late for me to do those things. open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. There's a time when it will be too late. When it will be already too late. Yeah, and you might still be very young at that time. It's just that God has disqualified you from his own plans. So you need to pray for wisdom. Say, Father, fill me with wisdom to discern the things you want me to use my time to do for you and for your kingdom in each day of my life. Fill me with wisdom to discern those things. Fill me with wisdom to know those things. Fill me with wisdom to learn those things. In the name of Jesus. The things that I must do with my time, the things that I must do with the hours you have given me, the things that I must do with each day you have given me before it will be too late for me to do them. Oh Lord, give me the wisdom to discern those things. In the name of Jesus. Give me the wisdom to know those things. In the name of Jesus. Father, give me the wisdom to know those things. Give me the wisdom to learn those things. Give me the wisdom to see those things that you want me to do, both for my personal development and growth, and also for your kingdom. Oh Lord, give me wisdom to discern those things. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. So let us go to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. I'm going to read from verse 10. So finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Verse 11 says, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You're going to pray. It says we should be strong in the Lord and in the power of his mind. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive fire to be strong in the Lord. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive fire. I receive grace to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, I receive fire. I receive grace. Receive anointing to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I receive fire. Receive fire. I receive fire. Gajata de genetilia. Natajista nabatajilia. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, I receive fire. I receive grace. I receive to be strong in the Lord. To be strong in the power of His might. In the name of Jesus. I receive grace to be strong. I receive wisdom to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. It says, be strong in the Lord. Yeah, so with that, you can be weak in the Lord. You can be in the Lord and still be weak. Yeah, that's what it means. It means you can be in the Lord, you can be in Christ, where there is everlasting strength. You know, there is everlasting strength, unending strength in the Lord. Yeah. And you can be inside that place where there is unending strength and still be weak. Yeah. So it says, be strong in the Lord. So which means we have a duty to do to be strong in the Lord. We have a responsibility on our own part to do, to be in the Lord. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, I receive the right mindset and the right mindset and faith and strong faith to be strong in the Lord. You're going to say, I receive the right mind and living faith, strong faith that will make me to be strong in the Lord at all times. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to say, I receive the right mindset and strong faith that will make me to be strong in the Lord always. The right faith that will make me to be strong in the Lord always. In the name of Jesus, I receive the right mindset and I receive great faith. I receive strong faith. I receive living faith that will make me to be strong in the Lord always. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. A living faith is a faith that goes together with action. The type of faith moves you to take action. It moves you to take action. Action that is in agreement with what you believe. Yeah, so you're going to pray. Without living faith, you will not be strong in the Lord. A living faith is a type of faith that acts upon God's word. It's a type of faith that do something practical to show that you believe in God's word. It's a type of faith that requires that you take a practical action or a practical step to confirm that you really believe what the Bible says. That is living faith. We are going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to allow my faith move me into actions. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to allow my faith to move me to take actions. Actions that proves that I believe the word of God. Actions that proves that I trust in the word of God. Holy Spirit, move me to take those actions. Help me to take those actions. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Until you begin to take such actions, you will not see the strength of the Lord in action. You will not see the victory of the Lord in action. Begin to say, Holy Spirit, help me to allow my faith move me to take practical actions that proves that I trust in God's word. Help me to take practical actions that proves that I trust in God's word. Practical actions that proves that I believe in God's word. Holy Spirit, help me to take such actions right now in the name of Jesus. Practical actions that will make my faith produce results. Holy Spirit, help me to take such actions right now, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. It says, put on the whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, I put on the whole armor of God right now. For complete victory and dominion over the wiles of the devil, over all the wiles of the devil. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to say, I put on the whole armor of God right now. I put on the whole armor of God right now for complete dominion, for complete victory over all the wiles of the devil. I put on the whole armor of God. Upon my spirit, I put on the whole armor of God. Upon my soul, I put on the whole armor of God. Upon my body, I put on the whole armor of God. Complete victory for complete dominion over all the wiles of the devil, over all the works of the devil, and over all the kingdoms of darkness. In the name of Jesus, I put on all the armor of God now. All the weapons of God, I put them on right now. In the name of Jesus. All the weapons of God, I put them on. All the armor of God, I put them on. For complete victory. For complete dominion over Satan and over all his works and over all his reigns and over all his agents right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, what is the armor of God? Yeah, the armor of God is everything that will make you overcome whatever battle devil brings to you, whatever kind of battle. Yeah, the armor of God is the divine provision that will make you overcome whatever Satan or witchcraft or whatever or whoever brings against you. That is the armor of God. Now, if you read the verses or the other verses in this Ephesians 6. Yeah, especially from verse 14, till 17 or till 18. Yeah, you're going to see Apostle Paul trying to break down the armor of God. Yeah, but there is more to the armor of God. Of course, all these things that Apostle Paul mentioned, they are the armor of God. But if you look at each of these things carefully, begin to see that there is more to these things. There is more to the helmet, the sword, the breastplate. Yeah, there is more to them. Yeah, there is more. So I want you to pray. Yeah, when God fortifies you, no power will be able to overcome you. When God Himself dresses you with His armor, no darkness will be able to conquer you. So you're going to pray. Yeah, what I'm saying is that there is an armor you have to put on, because you have the duty to do that. Yeah, you have the responsibility to do that. Yeah, and then there is an armor that God Himself will put on you after you have put on the one that you can put on, which are the ones in those verses. Verse 14 to 17. Yeah, those are the ones that you have to put on by yourself. Yeah, but there is one that God Himself will put on you. Yeah, after you have put on those armor. Yeah, so you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, fortify me with your armor to the point that no battle from the enemy will be able to overcome me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, fortify me. Say, Father, fortify me with your armor. Fortify my spirit. Fortify my soul. Fortify my body with your heavenly armor. That will make me untouchable to darkness. That will make me unconquerable to darkness. That will make me too strong for darkness to overcome. That will make me too strong for the forces of hell to overcome. Oh Lord, fortify me with your armor. In the name of Jesus, fortify me with your armor. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We're going to pray 5 more prayer points before we round off the session. Now, the fortification that God does is that type that God becomes your power. God Himself becomes your power. God Himself becomes your strength. So such that when the enemy come at you, what they meet will be God. Yeah, it will no longer be you, it will be God that they will meet. Yeah, when they try to touch you, who they will touch will be God. That's the kind of fortification God does on his children. He puts himself upon his children. Yeah, and make his children to fight as though he is the one fighting. He makes his children fight with the fullness of his power. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Almighty God, fortify me with the fullness of you, as such that when the enemy come against me, they will no longer see me, but it is you they will see. The Almighty God, fortify me with the fullness of you, such that when my enemies come at me, they will no longer see me in action. They will see you in action. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Almighty God, fortify me with the fullness of yourself. Fortify me with the fullness of yourself in the name of Jesus. Fortify me with the fullness of yourself, such that when I stand in battle, it will no longer be me fighting. It will be you fighting. Fortify me with the fullness of yourself, such that when I stand before my enemies, It will no longer be me that my enemies will see. It will be you they will see. Fortify me now with the fullness of you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. David said that the Lord trained his hand to war. So the Lord taught him how to fight and how to win. In spiritual warfare, it is the intelligence of God and the training of God that will make you overcome. Yeah, and that is why we need to depend on the Holy Spirit all the time. When we fight battles, we must depend on the Holy Spirit. We must let the Holy Spirit guide us, lead us, and teach us how to win and how to fight. Yeah, it is not by following your own wisdom. How can you even defeat powers that you can't see with your physical eyes? Yeah, powers that are invisible to your eyes. How can you defeat them? How can you touch them? Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, free my hands to make war, win wars. Teach me how to fight and how to win battles. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Spiritual warfare is beyond you praying a lot of prayer points, or you reading a prayer book, reading some prayer points from a prayer book. Spiritual warfare is bigger than that. Of course, that is going to help you, but there is more. There is more than that in spiritual warfare. I know what I'm talking about. So you must be trained on how to do the fighting. So begin to say, Father, train my hands to war. Train my hands to make war and to win wars. In the name of Jesus, teach me how to fight in the realms of the Spirit. Teach me how to fight and win in the realms of the Spirit. Teach me how to enter into the camp of the enemy and waste them all. Teach me how to go into the realms of darkness and destroy all the works of darkness, all the works of darkness going on in those realms. Teach me how to enter into the marine kingdom of darkness and waste them. Teach me how to enter into the second heaven and waste them. Teach me how to enter into the realms where my enemies are hiding and waste them all. Say, Father, teach me how to fight and win battles. Train my hands to make war and to win wars. In the name of Jesus, train me to become a prevailing warrior, a prevailing soldier in spiritual warfare. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. It says, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Yeah, the wiles of the devil are very deep. Many of you don't know the wiles of the devil. Yeah, because Satan has advanced his operations. The way we fight Satan 10 years ago is not the way we should fight him now. In fact, the way we fight Satan last year is not the way we should fight him now. Because he has advanced in his operations. Yeah. So the wiles of the devil, they are mysterious and they are very deep. Yeah, but the Spirit of God can guide you. So you're going to pray. Yeah, because it is possible that where your problem really is not where you are looking at. It is possible that the source of your problem is not where you think is the source, or is not what you think is the source. But the revelation of the Holy Spirit will make you know where the problem is coming and how to get rid of it. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, give me enough revelations and intelligence that will make me understand the wiles of the devil and bring him down and conquer him. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Yeah, you need to understand the wiles of the devil. You need to understand how devil operates. And the Holy Ghost is able to make you understand. Continue to pray like that. So, Holy Spirit, give me enough revelations and intelligence. Give me enough revelations and intelligence that will expose the wiles of the devil to me. Revelations and intelligence that will expose the operations of the devil to me, so that I will rule over him and subdue him and overcome him in the name of Jesus. So Holy Spirit, bless me with enough revelations. Bless me with enough divine intelligence that will make me overcome all the wiles of the devil. That make me understand the wiles of the devil and defeat all the wiles of the devil in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, make me conquer Satan, even before he attacks me, do you know that you can conquer the devil ahead of when he will come and attack you? It is possible. Yeah, you can time travel in spiritual warfare. There is time travel in spiritual warfare. That is, you can go into the future where Satan attacked you and conquer Satan in the future, and then you come back to the present time. So which implies that when that attack comes, when that attack eventually comes in the future, you will not even need to fight, because you have already conquered Satan ahead of time. I don't know if anyone has told you that before, or if you have read that somewhere before, but this is the reality. What I've just said is the reality. It's something that I do a lot. Most times, I conquer battles before those battles come to me face to face. Most times, I have conquered battles ahead of time. In fact, most times when I do spiritual warfare, I'm not fighting present battles. I'm fighting future battles. Well, you may not understand, but I believe you can understand to this point. I don't want to confuse you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, empower me to conquer Satan. Empower me to conquer the kingdoms of darkness before they come to attack me. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Begin to say, Holy Spirit, empower me. Make me conquer battles of darkness even before they appear in my life. In the name of Jesus, empower me to conquer principalities. Empower me to conquer Satan. Conquer the realms of darkness, the forces of darkness, even before you attack me, in the name of Jesus. Empower me now, Holy Spirit. Empower me now. Empower me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Your last prayer point. In verse 12, Ephesians 6, it says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Yeah. My prayer for you is that all these levels of enemies will be nothing for you to conquer. In Jesus' name, that's my prayer for you. Yeah, that all these ranks of your enemies, dark personalities that are your enemies, will be small for you to conquer. In Jesus' name, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, put me in the position of dominion over principalities, over powers, over rulers of the darkness of this world, and over spiritual wickedness in high places. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, put me in the place of dominion over all these satanic and demonic beings and personalities. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. To fulfill your calling and destiny, you must overcome all of these satanic ranks. Begin to say, Lord Jesus, put me in the position of dominion over principalities, over powers, and over the rulers of the darkness of this world, and over the spiritual wickedness in high places. So, Lord Jesus, put me in that place of dominion where I rule over them all. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. You be in that place. It's not only for pastors or powerful men of God to be in the place of dominion. You can be there. Every Christian is to be in dominion, and you can be in dominion for the rest of your life. Begin to say, Lord Jesus, put me in the position of dominion. Put me in the realm of dominion over principality. And over the rulers of the darkness of this world, and over spiritual wickedness in high places. So, Lord Jesus, put me in the place of dominion over all these evil beings and creatures. In the name of Jesus, put me in the place of dominion over the satanic system of this world. put me in the place of dominion over the witchcraft system of this world. So Lord Jesus, put me in the dominion over the Antichrist system of this world. So Lord Jesus, put me in the place of dominion over the rulers of the darkness world. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I'm going to pray for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. King of kings and Lord of lords, we worship you. A lion of the tribe of Judah, we praise you. Rock of Israel, Rock of ages, bright and morning star, we adore you. We worship you, for there is none like you. We praise you, for you do in miracles. You destroy the works of darkness. And you have subdued all darkness and all the kingdoms of darkness under your feet forever. We praise you, everlasting Father, for you have conquered the world. You have conquered the nations. You have conquered the earth. And you have conquered the government systems of the whole world. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We praise you, Lord, for you do terrible things in righteousness, and you execute your anger and your wrath upon all your enemies. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, your people have gathered together before your throne, before your presence. I ask that you show everyone here mercy right now in Jesus' name. Everything your people have said to your ears during the course of this prayer session, I ask, O Lord, that you answer them all in the name of Jesus. I ask, O Lord, that you enter into battles that have become too strong for your people here to conquer. Oh Lord, step into those battles and waste those battles now in the name of Jesus. As you did to David, because you trained his hands to make war and to win wars, such that there was no battle that David lost in his lifetime. He always conquered battles. So I ask, oh Lord, the same thing in the lives of everyone here. Train everyone here how to make war, how to fight wars and conquer wars and conquer battles. Father, do so right now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that from today you shall walk daily in the wisdom of God. You shall put God's wisdom and you shall your life, your daily life according to the dictates of God's wisdom in the name of Jesus. Every distraction that Satan has sent into your life to make you a prey for him to be able to conquer you. I cast away those distractions right now in the name of Jesus. And I decree that you shall no longer welcome those distractions in your life. In Jesus' name, all the things the devil has been using to stop you from focusing on your spiritual growth and advancement so that have power over you. I decree that those distractions shall not work on you anymore. Those distractions shall no longer be able to distract you anymore. In the name of Jesus, you shall become stronger than the distractions. In the name of Jesus, I pray that the good things you need before this year comes to an end, receive them now in Jesus' name. The good things that pertains to God's promises for your life, the good things that pertains to God's plans for your life, receive them now in Jesus' name. Every help that should have located you, but the enemy kept on stopping the helps, I decree that those helps find you now. In the name of Jesus, those helps shall find you. They shall find you right there where you are. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.